the Siman Pei Tes.
Hi, Svi.
And we did Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet, but we didn't finish Mishnah Berurah on that.
Yeah, he's saying it on the phone. Do you have the phone number to call in?
Rachman, can you?
Okay, so are you ready?
Okay, so
right now, he's doing it now.
I lost my place. Chav Gimel, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. Shabbos, it says that this water is more to the drink, whether it's on the weekdays, whether it's on Shabbos. Karmel don't tell me, but the Shabbos also. What's the chiddush of Shabbos? Are you allowed to drink water on Shabbos before davening on Shabbos? So I would think, on Shabbos it's also lavachim mishum the also litoim kadam kiddush. So maybe the written Shabbos, the problem is there's a different problem. You can't drink before the kiddush. Kamash one day in osir, it's not a problem. Rak dafkuk b'shigiyaz man kiddush. You're right, that is true. You can't drink before kiddush, but it doesn't apply until the zman kiddush has arrived. Now, when is zman kiddush? When the time kiddush is connected to the day of the meal. You can't, since you can't eat before davening, so there's no chiyuv kiddush before davening. Well, hakim l'shul hispalo l'igiyah dain zman kiddush. So since you didn't daven yet, you can't eat. Therefore, there's no din kiddush yet. Therefore, there's no wish to drink. Marachat tefillas musaf also mishum kiddush. Kadam musaf ayin m'simen reish pei vav sif gimel. So that's true. That after musaf, once it's ready, it's the man of where this meal is possible. So then kiddush is a chiyuv, and once kiddush is a chiyuv, you can't drink before kiddush. But at this point in time, not. Now, what's going to be interesting? Is a person who is weak, and because of his illness, is allowed to eat before davening. So it could be for him, and it is actually Isman Kiddush, because he has a chiyuv to, he has a heter to eat. The reason why it's not called Zman Kiddush yet, because it's also to eat before davening. But for this individual who's permitted to eat before davening, so maybe it is called Zman Kiddush, and then the chari would have to, that such a person, the chara would have to make kiddush before he drinks or eats, which he would do before davening. Chafta al mutter, the bits of water is mutter, and also all other oichlin and mashkim, which a person eats or takes for food, is mutter. Fil oichlin and mashkim, even though they are good, the shaykh bugaiva, the chara, which theoretically would have his sister, because this was here, was that the person is acting with the element of gaiva, eating before davening. He's not doing it because he wants to indulge himself, which that's the gaiva element. He's doing it because he needs it for refuah. Even though he's not a full-fledged chayla, since that's not his purpose, it's mutter. Harakas, rishikuyim, refuah. So harakas are things which laxatives. They clean you out. And shikuyim are different types of, just means liquids. Okay, so now we said over here in Sif Dalet, we said a person with Samei or Royev, and Mishnah Berurah says Chavei Harbe, very hungry, to the point where he cannot focus on his davening. So the halacha is, if he wants, he's allowed to eat before davening. Ashiach v'yishta. Now, Mishra says, he's not a chuyiv to eat or drink before davening. He's allowed to. If he wants to, he's allowed to eat. Now, why don't we argue, if we're saying that he has a heter to eat because he can't focus on his davening, it's hard to focus on his davening under the circumstances. If that is true, so maybe he should be a chuyiv to eat before davening. But tell me, Shum, the action was Bizman Zebel Avochi Ain Mechavin, Kolkach. The reason why he's not Mechuyib to us, because since anyway we're not such big Mechavin, to say that he should eat before davening, because of Kavanah, when anyway, even when you eat, you're regularly, your person's not davening so much Kavanah, that he's not Mechuyib to do. However, but he's going to say, Mechavokim, Mechavokim, Lishas Kadim Sheshechavin, Mutter, Bain, Bain, Rab. So, but we're giving him a heter if he feels he wants to try and mechavan, and Pashat can't, and he cannot, because of the hunger or the thirst. So that's going to be we're going to allow him to do so. Hey, sif hey, im hiskol lechol kadam alos hashachar. If a person started to eat before alois, okay, sarach lahafsik. When it comes alois, he has to stop eating. Now we find in general the cases where the isser of achila or malacha, these type of things before mincha, before ma'ariv, before doing a mitzvah, there the reason why it's also is because they're afraid a person will get involved in it and it'll distract them and then he'll end up not doing the mitzvah. So we say that a person should not start when already went at the time of the isser, even a half an hour before sometimes, okay. But in those cases, if a person started in his man of heter, he's allowed to continue, unless it's got to the point where if he doesn't stop now, he won't be able to do the mitzvah at all. It's right before then, there's man mincha, something of that sort. But over here, we're saying that the Isra of Achila before Shachris is not because of we're afraid a person will get distracted and get involved in it. Because it's not proper to eat before Shachris. So the first sheet that says over here, you don't have the regular rule if you started in the time of Heter, that you may continue. But rather, we say the law is that you when it comes to Zman, you must stop. You must stop eating. Okay, you're going to have everybody's here, so we ask you to, if you could press mute on your phone, this way we won't hear any background noise and people will be able to hear me, okay? Please press mute. Please press the word mute on your phone. There's a place to mute your phone. Mute your phone. Okay. Thank you. So therefore, the first shita holds that tzarech lahafsik, that over here, when it gets to that time, you must interrupt what you're doing, you must stop eating, and the second shita holds no. This is like all of the cases; they don't have to stop. Now, Zadim Mishabura in Sifkatan Chav. Chavzayin, hiskol lechol. So a person started eating before the zman of alos hashachar. Efilu hoya beheter. So it means he started in the zman of heter. The hainu show yosem echatzis shoa out of alos hashachar. There's more than a half an hour. He started and more than half an hour prior to the alos hashachar. So the bechor echatzis shoa also the hiskol lechol. Kama shekotzav ramo v'simen tafreshin beis gabi luluv. Huli legabi kriyas shema deraisa. So over there it's discussing that a person can't eat in the morning until he takes the lulav. So there the Ramah says that the earliest you can take the lulav in the Bidi Avid is from Alos HaShachar. So you have to stop a half an hour beforehand since you're dealing, so the same thing by Kriya Shema as well, you have to stop it half an hour beforehand. So if Alois, let's say for argument's sake it was 6 o'clock, the latest he'd be allowed to start eating would be 5:30. Okay, now then, but we're saying that this halacha over here is even if he started beheter, means he started at 5:15, started his mitzvah beheter. Once 6 o'clock comes, he must stop. Once alois comes, he must stop. Now, that halacha that you must start more than half an hour prior to the alois, v'dafkim hu oichol yosim mikibeya. That applies to eating an amount which is more than a kebaya, the habidera of kava, or licious kashir is there. You're having a drinking of that amount of types of drinks which you can't, not water or tea which you're about to before. Abel pochos mizeh is mutter adalos hashachar. So let's say, for example, let's say a person wants to get up early before a tightness and eat something. So he has two issues over here. Before alois, he has an issue of, in regards to local tightness, there's actually no halacha of half an hour prior. So, let's go back to our scenario. Let's say alois was 6 o'clock. So he wants to get up and have an apple at 5:45. It's not a problem. that's not considered derech keva. Pears is not considered derech keva. He wants to have a piece of cake, or wants to have a little bit of mezonos cereal. If it's less than a kebeya, it's mutter. If he's going to eat more than a kebeya, he must start before 5:30, before a half an hour before. And once he starts before 5:30, he can continue until alois, until 6 o'clock. Okay, so even though he's tenor behetter, once alois comes, tzarich lahapsik, he has to stop. He has to stop. By mincha, if you start a half an hour beforehand, you do not need to interrupt when mincha the time mincha comes. This is not an issur because you're afraid the person will get distracted, which the Chazal said, if you start a behetta, we're not going to make you stop. But rather, it's based on the pasuk, do not eat before you're going to daven for your blood. So that's based on a pasuk. That we say, when once this amount of davening comes, you have to stop. Now, so the Mishabura, let's take it. B'shem Azar Kosu Achrayim that Filu Kol Mechatzos Alayla Also Litoim Kadam Shis Timis Balo. This the Zayir says that once after Chatzos, a person awakens, he should not eat before davening. Because if you begin davening Shohayu Yoshein, it's only if he was sleeping and he awoke. So he shouldn't sit down and eat. Then it's not proper to sit down and eat at that point in time. After the shtiya shori, maybe that drinking is permitted. This is a chumra of the zayir. It's a isra kapika bala, but medina, the eating and drinking is permitted. We don't need to. You should be machmer. So, for example, this morning I woke up before Alois. My daughter had made some very, very tempty brownie bars, or whatever they're called, chocolate chip bars. And so less than a kebeya would have been mutter. But according to the Zohar, you should not eat during that time period. So I didn't get control of myself. I didn't eat. Okay. My master says, Shakush Kosov, the Machuba Shem Yaakov, Simon Ches, Kosov Shem Sira Rizal, Shemachem Tel Atzu, Kashayacholosh Libo, Ochol Oshos, Ezador, Lachaze Gufa. Reb Chaim Vital himself, who was very makbid on Kabbalah, obviously, is the Talmud of the Rizal, when he was feeling weak, would eat or drink something. That the only issue applies if a person just doing it for pleasure. If a person doing it because he feels weak and he needs to eat something, the Zohar did not mean to say that's osur. Again, this is all talking about before Elois. Person wakes up early and he wants to learn and he can't learn because he feels weak. He's permitted to eat. So now the second opinion says, now, so when you say, so how does it work? So the rule like this. So where it means he's. This Yeshua Ram is dealing with the Kriya Shema and Tefillah. We have two mitzvahs over here, Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And the same as any other mitzvah. There's no unique halacha over here that of Isra Chila. So therefore, when it comes to the Zman, since you start a behetah, you may continue. Now, so let's say it correctly. So halacha is like this. By mitzvahs, there rise if a person started in the Zman of Isra, i.e. within the half an hour prior, or even later, once his mind actually had arrived, the law says he must interrupt immediately. By derisa, the only case a person may continue is if he started in his mind of heter. Let's say, the case of if his mind started in his mind of heter, so he may continue. By derabonans, even if a person started in Zman of Isser, he should not have started, but if he did, Chazal will not mechayev him to interrupt, unless it's reached the point where if he doesn't interrupt now, he'll lose the mitzvah totally. So, a person should not start eating a meal before mincha. Mincha is drabonon. So if he did start eating it, so he's not mechayev to interrupt. He shouldn't have, but if he did, he's not mechayev to interrupt. Unless it's so close to shkia, if he doesn't stop now, he won't have mincha anymore, so then he's mechayev to interrupt, obviously. So now, applying it over here, so we have the mitzvah of Shema, the mitzvah of Tefillah. So, regards to Tefillah, he would be allowed to continue to eat even if he started within half an hour before Alois. Regards to Kriya Shema, he'd only be allowed to continue if he started before the half hour before Alois. Again, in our example, if Alois is 6 o'clock, so regards to Kriya Shema, he'd only be allowed to continue if he started before 5:30. So then, this Yesh Amrim, so the Shulchan Aruch, now, in the Shulchan Aruch, the way he presents it, just by the way, Shulchan Aruch presents the first opinion as Stam, and the second opinion as Yesh Amrim, means you pass it like the Stam. So the Ikar Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that, is like the first opinion that you have to stop. But let's say for whatever reason a person needs to use the kula of the second opinion. So regards to Shema, this is a hetter, assuming he started before, in our example, 5:30, half an hour before Alois. Regards to Shemoneh Esrei, even if he started at 5:55, which he shouldn't have done so, but if he did, he'd be allowed to continue. As Mishmar Yeshem said, Ratzlam, the Tefillah, Afilu, Hizchel B'Yisr. The Kriya Shema Vad, Shemoneh Torah, Tzarek, Lahafzak, Ima, Hizchel B'Yisr. Kriya Shema, something like this. So, if he started, in the case, he started at 5:55. So, we say, comes 6 o'clock, it's already Zman Kriya Shema. He's like, excuse me, you can't eat it anymore. You have to stop. You have to stop and say Shema. So he stops and he says Shema. Now he wants to go back to his meal. Okay. So, mitzad that. So, theoretically, he would be allowed to go back to his meal. But the person would say, that once he interrupted for Shema, see, the heter is once you're eating, you're not mechuyav to stop. Well, he stopped already. So once he stopped already, he would not be allowed to just say Shema and then go back to his meal. He's already stopped the meal. He mechuyav to daven. Sir lapsing im hiskel be hiskel recur kriyishma below birchusel shirchusel hemi devi sefer. I'm sorry. He says I said that wrong. He says even though you would stop and say Shema, then you'd finish your meal. So we're allowing him to go back to his meal. He'll finish his meal. And then he'll say Kriya Shema again with the brachas, which is the rabbanon, and daven. Because of Kriya Shema, because of Rishon, the Ikar is like the first opinion that he's mechuyav to stop. If he had eaten the meal, gotten up early and he washed and eaten the meal, and he already benched, he's just continuing to sit and to drink, that's not called hiskel beheter. That allows you to continue because that meal is finished, so now you're just drinking. So when it comes to his mind, you have to stop. Sifov. Afilo limud also mishagiyas manatfilo. So once it comes manatfilo, he should not start learning that because he's afraid. Now this is an issur because they're afraid the person will get distracted and get involved in his learning and forget the daven. Therefore, v'hanu mishim yirugli spalo beis midrasher in a rugli bet ledach beis haknesses. There, we're afraid the mechish, the duma mitra, the regir say, we are on creation of tefillah. So there's no minion in the base of medrash. He wants to go sit there and learn base medrash, and eventually they will leave the base medrash and go to the shul to daven. Well, he's going to forget to go to the shul to daven because he's busy learning. Abamisha rogo led of the base of Knesset mutter. So, A, if a person normally stops, interrupts his learning, and goes to shul, so he's allowed to start learning because he's so used to getting up, interrupting, and going. He'll go. But the person who just stays and davens by himself in his base of medrash, we're afraid he's going to get distracted. V'im hu malamed l'cherem, filan a rogel in the base of kinesis is mutter. But if the question is giving a shear, that's for sure. Mutter kimi shashov averis is chus rabim dover gadolu. If we don't teach them now, maybe they won't have a chance to learn later on. So we want the opportunity to teach. We'll give them that opportunity. Fine. Now, Mr. Burzi clarifies a few points over here. Laminatlip. No, Lamed. Lamed Osir. It's talking about Lahaskal Lamed. You can't start. I mean, Kavar Hiskal, I feel Achash Giz as a man, Shuan and Poisik. So he should not start learning. He should not start. If he'd started, even if he started in his mom, which is also to start, he's not mechuyev to stop. If he surely shows how exactly spell his man to feel as long as he will have enough time to daven afterwards. Kriyas Rei Sherman the Torah lahafsik ulikroisa kim shehiskel achashik kvari giyas mana. So Kriyas Shema, you started in his man, so you have to stop. Maybe that halacha that you mechuyev to interrupt by Shema when you started in the Zman of Isser, that's referring to eating. You shouldn't be eating the Zman of Mitzvah, stop. Right? But learning, it doesn't have the same level of distraction, Nebuch. So learning, we're not afraid that so even though he should not have started, once he started, the Yesh Mekilim says they're lying. He's allowed to continue as long as he's not going to lose his mind Kriyash. It's also to start learning Kishyagiya. Hanu Misha'olam on a Shachar, and that Zman is called from Alessa Shachar onwards. Al-Bakarim is a Mutar Filah Haskel. There's no din of half an hour beforehand, according by Limud. Not like by Achil, there's a half an hour beforehand. You'll have to start. If you started with Heter, you're definitely allowed to continue. Some take it a step further and say that it's mutar l'chatchil to start even after Alois, because most people don't bother by Alois because you're not supposed to say Shemoneh Esrei until after an eighth. If you start talking about Alois, which could be like an hour away. Most people don't take an hour from the beginning of davening until they get to Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so what this is applying to a person who's ruggled, he's probably based on Joshua, or someone who's going to down by himself. So he's going to sit down and learn in the Beis HaMidrash, and then down by himself. So afraid he's going to get involved in learning and forget to daven. If he's always accustomed to interrupt his learning and go to the shul, we can rely on that fact that he has a routine which will be matzah. Furthermore, if a minion will come to the Beis HaMidrash, they'll remind him. If a group comes to join him in the Beis HaMidrash to daven, when they come, they'll include him. So we're afraid he's learning by himself and he's going to daven by himself. In that situation, we're afraid that he's going to get distracted. He has a kvias, what he learns. He learns in Oma, he learns this, you know. The lack of the mechush kolkach shemay yimoshek b'limud filoach is also. It's not such a big chashash that he's going to get. He has a kvius. He always learns. You know, he covers two sifim and then he stops. That's his kvius. He's not going to go weiter. Yeah, but maybe he'll think about it more, etc. Or he'll decide to go weiter today. But a person has no kvius. He's telling that I'm learning. You know, as far as I can go. So that obviously that's much more of a chashash. So either way is also. And Mishu B'derech or B'derbe Yishuv, person's traveling, he's away from a minion, or he lives in a village where there's no minion. Filo B'kayetz, it's the summertime. Avagav Shemitzel Yispa'alam B'shosh Shatzibar Mispa'alam. So let's say, for argument's sake, that the nearest large town, Daven Shacharis, at 7 o'clock in the morning. Summertime, this man of Alois could be 5 o'clock. 4:30, 5 o'clock. So, see, what are you going to say? He should daven. It's proper to daven the time should see him. So he's not going to daven until 7, but he can't learn before he davens because he'll get distracted. So he'll waste 2 hours, gets up at 5 and waste 2 hours. That doesn't make any sense. Come on, come. Kibush also lilmoy. So get up early, and you can't learn before davening, so daven first, and then learn. They're not learning along the way, which they should. So, if you're not learning already, you just wait till 7 o'clock in our scenario. And daven the same time as the Tzibur is davening, even though you're not there with him, it's proper to daven the same time as the Tzibur is davening. Once they wait, they push it off. Sometimes they miss Zman Kriyishma. You're traveling, get up in the morning, first thing you do is daven, and then do everything else. So your goal is to daven the same time as the tzibur is davening. Well, in the big town, there's a vesika minyan and there's an early minyan, so you'll be davening the same time as the tzibur is davening. This is a chayyot problem. So you're trying to start as early as possible, but so you can say Shemoneh Esrei from a loisa, but you can't make a bracha on tefillin until after Mishayak. So we're afraid there'll be tar begir sevi yavas on kriyishma. So the shomer works. So this is a general rule. This kashash that people were afraid they're going to get tarred begirsa or tarred in achila. So shomer works, but it only works is if as soon as you're reminded, you interrupt and you listen, you do what the shomer tells you to do. Otherwise, so the shmirah, it becomes ineffective. I think I mentioned to you when we learned Shabbos Chanukah that Scheinberg has a tshuva that he published in Amatara that he said that an alarm clock with some type of a notice or note on the alarm clock explaining what it's for would have the equivalent halachic status of a shomer. Alarm clock will go off, he'll look up and say, oh, and he'll see it says Shacharis or Kriyashma, or in his case is Neiros Chanukah, whatever it'll be. So that will be matter him. The meanwhile, he's allowed to do the other things. If he's Mimalamad Acherim, even though he's going to end up davening B'yechidus by himself afterwards, so we're afraid he'll be Tarbi Girsa. No, but the midst of teaching the Acherim is important enough that will allow you to be Mekel to teach, and will hopefully that you'll get Kriyishma in it afterwards. But you can't continue a shir to the point that you're going to miss man kriyishma. So remember, there's no issue to start a half an hour beforehand. And if you start bisman het, you're allowed to continue. So where's the case of here when your makriyav interrupts? You start bisman isr. So say Shema beforehand already. Kabbalah the bell. He said his son is just to say Shema beforehand. Well, I have a shear. Good, so get up a little bit early and say the Shema beforehand. And so you won't have to worry about losing it this month, losing it afterwards. Okay, let's just do Zion. Where do they stop early? Cut as America, Shalagojel, the Summer of Mincha, Shudabra Motzah. So Chazal asked him before Mincha, the person should not get a haircut, but afraid in the middle of the haircut, something, scissors might break, and then he's half cut, half not cut. He looks really weird, and they're going to run around trying to get a new pair of scissors. The next thing you know, it's already too late to say mincha. Merkatz chazal asher, because the person will maybe he might in the merkatz he might feel faint from the heat and end up missing mincha. Chazal did not asher taking haircuts or merkatz before sharkas, because the general people did not do that at such early time. So it was a double shkia. Chazal did not address it. Shabur Alam involved the stop here. Davka Samach Lashachar, the Hanu Kadim Shalom on a Shachar. This heter applies getting a haircut before Allah says Shachar. Shalom on a Shachar, Gamza Osir. The Yerba says, once Allah says Shachar is there, you shouldn't be, that's really going to the list we had before. You can't be Osir Mitzrachov before Shacharis. Because if you got on the din of Bursaki, Basuda also Samach Lashakras, Kumasha Samach Mincha, Ryan, the Elba, Simon, Ayan, Rear Loch. Now, by Mincha, Chazal answered other things as well. They also answered starting a din Torah, to judge a case in din Torah. Chazal answered a Suda, which that we've discussed before. And Chazal answered Bursaki was going into your tannery, checking on your hides. So that applies to before Shacharis as well, as opposed to haircuts and going to Merchats, which is less common. People get up very early and go look into their business. So that's not called an arugal. But getting a haircut or going to Merchats so early in the morning was not normal. You want to stop in the store on the way to shul and buy food for food. So if it's in a weekday, you want to buy some fresh bread on the way. You pass the bakery on the way to davening. So you want to buy some fresh bread. You'll have fresh bread after davening. You can't stop before Shacharis to go to the bakery and buy. You're being goyis b'tzrochel before Shacharis. But if it's if it be Erev Shabbos and you're buying the challahs for Shabbos, that's already for tzarach mitzvah. That's what. One more mishaburah. Most people go into the Merchats later on the day or get a haircut later on the day. It's not very common to go to the Merchats or get a haircut before Shacharis. People get up early something to do work. So we discussed this before. At least say brachas before a person wants to get up and do malachas, which it was normal to do earlier, which then that would have this issue that's not called abnormal, but the gezeiros chazal should apply. Okay, very good. Have a good night. Let's hold it here.